In 2015, we decided to go into agritourism. We decided we needed to get out of farming. Mm-hmm. We weren't able to grow like we needed to profit from it. So the next best thing to us was agritourism. We could still do some farming and share more with the community because there's a real lack of education out there. People are losing touch with where their food comes from, and we hope to incorporate more and more education as we continue on.
Sunflower maize. We know of corn mazes. That's very popular here in Wisconsin. So what made you decide to go into sunflowers?
Well, we needed something a little bit different. We had the corn maze going for 3 years, and that was exciting, but it's a pretty short season. So we're always trying to think of different ways to prolong our season a little bit, and we see all these sunflower fields, and why not make a maze out of them? They're pretty sturdy plants, you know, just like a cornfield, so it worked out pretty well.
How many years have you been doing the sunflower maze?
This is our second year.
And what design can we expect to see this year?
So this year we have the state of Wisconsin, and inside the state is a badger, and we have a flag of the United States in the background.
Very patriotic, very nice. Now, looking more into the sunflower plant overall, when do you plant these sunflowers, and really how long does it take for them to grow to pop up so you can use them for the maize? How about you, Tyler?
Well, I planted right around June 10th. And now it takes about 60 days for them to start flowering.
Is there anything really hard about growing sunflowers, or are they a pretty easy crop?
I've invested a lot in fertilizer, and then the seed is very expensive. Throughout the season, you just got to babysit them. Otherwise, you could just have a total failure.
When you talk about babysitting, what are you really looking for to make sure that they stay healthy?
Disease, insects, and timely rains. So it's just like farming. It's if you don't have a crop, you don't have a business.
Is it really hard to get the seed to grow this amount of sunflowers?
No, I plant them with a corn planter, and I plant them bidirectional, and just get them a certain depth and let the rain come.
Now, how many acres do you have of sunflowers for this maize?
We have just over 7 acres of sunflowers.
And is it hard to really put that design into the sunflowers? That sounds like a pretty intricate design. Is it hard to do so? And who does that?
My wife, Carolee, does the designing. And it's always crunched before springtime. It's like she thinks of it over the wintertime, what our design's going to be. And then when I really get after her, she takes all her interesting insights over the winter and puts them on paper, and she comes up with a design.
So who puts the design in the field with the equipment, and what do you use to do so?
Okay, I use a John Deere zero turn 5-foot mower with GPS satellite positioning, and I just follow Carolee's design after she puts it on the computer, and I follow a crosshair on a line which every 3 feet is moving, so you got to kind of guess where you're going to go.
Yeah. How long does it normally take you to put the design in the sunflower field?
The sunflower this year took over 5 hours.
So quite an amount of time to actually put that design in the sunflowers. Now, once the sunflower maze is done and complete, what do you do with the remaining sunflowers?
Last year, we harvested them all up, and we fed them through the winter to our animals. We hope to do more with them in the future.
What are some future plans?
So we would like to look into potentially doing sunflower oil. It's a very healthy oil. And as well as bagging them up for bird seed and selling them that way, as well as continuing feeding them to our animals. And we're setting up a fodder system. So we'd like to sprout sunflowers as well.
Now, you said that you used your John Deere to put the actual design in the maize, but how do you fully harvest the sunflower seeds? What do you use to do that?
I use a all-purpose combine head with a John Deere combine.
that's something that a lot of our farmers are interested in. How do you actually harvest these sunflowers? Now, with these sunflowers and wanting to do more with them, what are your future plans on really developing this maize even further?
Well, we like to prolong the sunflower season. Mm-hmm. So planting multiple plots, I would say, mm-hmm. and still incorporate the maize designs with that so that people can come out for the whole month and experience the sunflowers since it is such a short season.
How long is it going to be open for people to come and enjoy the sunflowers?
We anticipate getting 2 very good weeks out of the sunflowers. And that third week, we're hoping, but I update Facebook all the time about flower conditions so that people understand what they're coming to. And there's no disappointment that way.
Yeah. And what is something that's interesting that you've noticed about the sunflowers with growing them?
So when the sunflowers are growing all the way up until they actually set their flower, mm-hmm. their heads do follow the sun, okay. which, you know, most people think it's kind of silly, but they actually do. We watch them follow the sun. In the evening, they're facing west. Morning, they're back facing east again. Once the sunflower head sets and there's nothing obstructing the sun from the east, they set to the east.
Very cool. We always wondered if it actually does follow the sun, which is cool to see that it does. Now, seeing that you're doing this agritourism here, what other types of things can the people that come to do the sunflower maize or the corn maize do here at Leatherberry Acres?
We have a pretty large petting zoo with a lot of miniature animals. We have the barrel train for the kids, and we try to fit the parents in there as well. That's fun. A zip line that's kid-friendly, and some giant slides in a play area. And they can climb on the bales, the straw bale maze, and we have a little straw maze for the little kids too, or they can climb on it, whatever they want to do.
A lot to do here. Now, when does your corn maze actually open up, and what design is in the corn maze?
So we open our corn maze September 28th, and the design this year is again patriotic, and we have the United States with an eagle flying over top, and then the wing of the eagle is the Iwo Jima moment of the Marines raising the flag.
Very patriotic, like you said. We're really excited to see those designs here in the sunflower maize and the corn maize. Being involved in agritourism, what is some advice you would have for farmers that are thinking about getting into agritourism?
I would recommend they take a lot of time to do research. Talk to other agritourism businesses. Make sure there's not one right in your backyard. And really pencil things out to know what your costs are going to be, what the regulations are if your county or city wants you there. And then worst case scenario, that's what you plan for, because it's just like starting any other business. It's going to take some time to turn a profit. And just like farming, you know, you're completely dependent on the weather. And when you have like a corn maze, for instance, and every weekend it's raining or it's very cold, people aren't so excited to come out. So your livelihood, again, like farming, is based on Mother Nature. And so just making sure you're really educated and well prepared.
That was Carol Lee and Tyler Leatherberry of Leatherberry Acres in Baraboo, Wisconsin. They are an agritourism business, and their main draw is their sunflower maize, which is really one of a kind. This year, the maize opened on August 8th and will remain open for about 3 weeks. So try to make it out to see some of these beautiful flowers while you can and enjoy a family-run agritourism business. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm farm assistant Jenna Lee.